Everyone's very, very quiet. We'll start the show. Is everybody okay with this? Yes. No. That's a test. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Let's Die. The His versus Hers Guide to the Apocalypse. My name is Brett. And she is 10-time best friend nominee and award winner. Joining me today is Tay-Tay. Taylor, say hi.
Hiya.
And
woo!
Woo! The crowd goes wild.
Woo! Oh, halfway baby! Oh, wait, I want you to put a baby in me!
And also joining me is the much maligned, often underestimated, never to be duplicated, Jarma Gargar, my sister Jasmine. Say hi.
What is up, everybody?
Ooh.
It's because I'm your sister. I see how it
is. Get off the stage. Take your babies and go.
I could just hang up right now.
Jasmine.
Yes.
You're sporting red hair.
It's pink.
You're wearing ginger head. It's offensive.
It's pink.
You don't know the struggles of a ginger.
It's pink.
Taylor.
I dyed my hair pink.
Taylor.
Yes.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hi. And, you know, we were supposed to have one more. For this episode, I wanted to have all three of my favoritest co-hosts on so that I could kill them off one at a time. But Wes is busy consuming fuel for his body. So
that's,
he might jump in, he might not. Either way, we got stuff to do and keep going. Today we're talking about the Purge. Jasmine.
Yes.
Are you familiar with purging?
I am.
You should. You need help. You need a medical doctor. You shouldn't be doing that. It's very bad for your body.
Mm. Yeah.
Taylor, are you familiar with purging?
No, I don't know what that is.
Fantastic. Purging is when someone expels... No. The Purge is a film franchise which was started in 2013. There's 4 movies. Taylor, you haven't seen any of them, right?
I think I might have seen the very first one.
Ooh, experienced. Jasmine, you haven't seen any.
I've seen either 2 or 3.
What? You lied. You told me you never seen them.
No, I've seen them. I definitely saw the first two. I can't remember if the patriotic one was the third one or if it was the second one, so I can't remember. No, I think the third one was with the politics one. I didn't see that one, so I've only seen 2.
It's called Election Year, and I think that's a prequel.
Well, I have
think it was. I am a prequel. I'm here. I'm prequel, and get used to it.
I've only seen 2 then, and I saw the Rick and Morty Purge episode. So
I saw that. Rick and Morty's amazing. I saw the first one a very long time ago. So this is going to be a great episode. We're so knowledgeable. But this isn't a show where we review movies and shit. We don't do that here. That's not us. That's not what we're doing. I know for sure Wes hasn't seen a single one of them. But we can talk about what The Purge is about and do that. And so we will. It's about, you know, economic collapse and social unrest. They've led to a sort of totalitarian police state. Every year, once a year, the Purge happens. It's a 12-hour period where there are no emergency services. Some government officials are immune, except during election year. Class 4 and below weapons are allowed. So for anybody that doesn't know what Class 4 weapons is, that's basically everything on up until you get to explosives like grenades and rockets and stuff like that. Public hanging is the punishment for violating the rules. And other than that, all other crime is legal. So you can murder and rape and pillage and play, I don't know, dice in the streets if it was your fancy. You could drink in public.
It's mostly a bunch of murder.
You could pee on a small child. It'd be like trick or treat, but with all the treats. No, tricks, not treats.
Ew.
You could adopt all the dogs without proper verification or paperwork.
But in the movies, it's about murder.
It's mostly about murder. It's disguised as a means of catharsis for an ailing nation. But what it actually is a form of population control. It's a means of population control and a way to keep the divide between the wealthy and poor as wide as possible. Something we see going on right now. You know, the divide between the middle class is getting poorer and the wealthy staying wealthy. And just that divide is just ever getting larger and larger. So we're seeing a little bit of that right there. And ultimately, the movie serves as kind of like a cautionary tale for that sort of thing. So, yeah. Jasmine, if you're in The Purge, what are you going to do?
So I was thinking, if I end up getting stuck outside somewhere, I was thinking I could just hide in a dumpster or a trash can. But then, you know, they could just light that on fire or something. But I feel like that's a good hiding place.
Find a hiding place?
Yeah, so no one would suspect me.
Be a little more specific.
In a dumpster.
Underneath
a bunch of trash. No one would expect me to be there.
Well, I guess tetanus is preferable to being murdered, I suppose.
Or in the sewer. I don't know how many people often...
The sewer? With the Ninja Turtles.
Well, I would not be participating.
So what do you think the Ninja Turtles would do to April if they caught her in the sewer during the Purge?
What?
I think Donnie would have some dark fantasies that he would really question his heroic self about. Taylor, your turn. It's the Purge. Let's just say, for instance, you're not held up in a government fancy facility like a place where you work. What are you going to do?
I guess I would get on a boat and just go hang out on the water till it's over.
I feel like that's a smart play. We could be wrong. People might have tried that in the movies that we haven't seen. And that could be bad. Like, maybe someone's... Assuming you got on the boat before the Purge start, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, getting to the pier and getting away, that's whole nother ball game when people are shooting at you and throwing things at you, like rocks and, I don't know, rusty pitchforks.
I can go fishing and not have to worry about a limit. I can catch all the fish.
I just got what you just said. Fuck a license. Fuck a catch limit. They're all going in the bucket. We're frying tomorrow night. I don't understand why more people don't just go camping. Like, just go into the woods. Like, it's 12 hours. Your body can survive without food or water for 12 hours. Just walk into the woods.
There's definitely going to be creepy axe murderers in the woods.
For sure.
Yeah. Hello?
Would you rather be running, bobbing and weaving through trees, or would you rather be, like, trapped in an alleyway in a big urban cityscape?
But there's, like, a bunch of places you could, like, hide in the city and not a whole lot of places to hide in the woods.
Excuse me, have you ever seen a forest? There's literally a million trees. Excuse Go behind a tree. Me? That's the place to hide.
Some of those people in the movies had night vision goggles. They had night vision goggles. They could see your ass in the woods.
Yeah, in the city they had night vision goggles.
You can hide in buildings. You can hide in the sewer. You can hide in the dumpster. You can hide in so many places.
Where they will come and get you. Because, see, the government secretly had these death squads specifically designed to hunt down and kill people. So are they going to go after the 20 people hiding in the apartment complex, or are they going to go after the one yahoo who's like a mile up in the forest?
I'm going to be in a dumpster or in a trash can.
I'll be in the woods. Taylor will be on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
This porridge is too cold. Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's say Oh, let's say you were forced, or maybe not forced. Maybe let's say that through whatever means, for whatever reasons, you have to. So I guess forced to participate in the purge. Taylor, you're up first. What is your weapon of choice? Don't say katana.
Invisibility cape.
All right, Harry Potter. We're going fantasy mode. Got it. What would your scary mask be?
I wouldn't need one because I'm invisible.
Fair. An invisible mask of invisibility. Jasmine, you.
Will my weapon be? Are we going full fantasy right now? Cause
do whatever you want. It's the purge, baby.
Fucking dragon, bro. If she can be invisible, I can have a fucking dragon.
All right. Hold on. I'm gonna backwards explain. There's a way to describe the thing that I'm trying to describe. Taylor, there is a basis for invisibility cloak. They have those in government facilities, and Taylor works for the government. So it's not a stretch that she could somehow find access to this technology and then steal it for herself during the purge and use it to escape harm's path. However, the government does not breed dragons in an underground bunker somewhere for you to steal and then ride around in the night sky tearing ass. So pick something out.
How do you know?
You said I could have picked. So that's why I picked. Jeez.
Can you pick a weapon and not a mythological beast? I would say Tyrannosaurus Rex with rocket launchers if I get to pick whatever I want.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Can I have a... Can I have multiple weapons?
Sure, it's the purge. Go nuts.
All right. Grenade launcher.
Okay.
Then I'm going to have strapped to my back. I'm going to have a bulletproof vest. I'm going to have some fucking, like a short sword or something on my waist. I'm going to have a shield. I'm going to have a gun hidden in my ankle. I'm going full on this ready mode.
Taylor's right. You've exceeded your weight capacity. You have become encumbered. Also, that short sword on your hip would have to be real short because you're short.
And I got a gun hidden on my...
All right. Jasmine's the Punisher. I'm
ready for up-close battles and people with guns.
You are. I think people will think you have a ghillie suit made of weapons and just think confuse you for, like... a knocked-over rack at an Academy Sports and Outdoors or a Dick's Sporting Goods. Like, who knocked over that shelf of the guns? Maybe. Oh, it's got pink hair.
That's good, though. You could use a ghillie. The ghillie suit would be good. Unless they have heat.
Okay, what's your... All right, moving on. What is... ghillie suit's not good in the city.
It would be good in the woods.
It would be good in the forest.
Wait, whoa. I saw this YouTube video where this guy made a ghillie suit out of plastic, and he literally looked like a thing, like an old tarp.
Your dumpster bound by slime and hair that's in there, and just cloak that, put that over you like a cloak. So Jasmine's a murderous weapon carrying Punisher with a trash cloak. Taylor has an invisibility cape. Jasmine, what's your scary mask?
I'm not going to have a mask. I'm going to have night vision goggles.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready.
I am going. It's my turn. Okay. Me. Notice me, senpai. Teacher. Hello. It's my turn. Taylor, hi. I am going dressed as a zombie. And hear me out. I will be disheveled. My clothes will be in tatters. I will have high-end SFX makeup on my face and stuff, so I look like a corpse. And basically, whenever I hear somebody coming, I just fall on the ground and pretend to be dead.
I think first person you come across with a gun is going to double tap you in the head, and you're going to be dead.
No, dead people everywhere. I'm just a person. As long as they're not a necrophiliac, it'll be okay.
Shoot dead bodies, or they could be one of those those people that like to have sex with dead bodies. What if one of those guys walking around at night? They're going to rape you.
I said, as long as there's not a necrophiliac, I'll be okay. But I feel like he's got a whole cemetery of people, unless he just likes them lukewarm.
I'm just saying, I would just, like, if I was, like, someone who
I'm trying to zombie, what's my weapon of choice going to be? It's probably...
The plague.
The plague. It's a hypodermic needle filled with the plague. No, better yet, it's an automatic rat launcher. I shoot rats at people, and the rats are sick, so they vomit as they shoot.
You're going to run out of rats eventually, though.
Excuse me, we're in the city. I will never run out of rats. I will just preload my canisters with cheese, and the rats will jump in ready to be launched.
Okay.
I'm dressed as a zombie with a rat launcher.
No, I feel like you're going to die real fast.
Actually, can I take it all back? I changed my mind. I want to dress as Colonel Sanders, because nobody dislikes Colonel Sanders, but sexy Colonel Sanders.
Vegan, but probably don't like Colonel Saunders.
Okay, well, they can't date me anyway. So I'm Senpai Hot Daddy Colonel Sanders, and I am going to be in a penthouse surrounded by monitors and a swivel chair like the god guy from The Matrix. Oh, wait, I'm not allowed to do that, am I? Fine. Zombie Colonel Sanders with a rat launcher. No! Chicken launcher. I will launch fried chicken, and then while they eat the chicken, I escape.
Wait, are time machines available? Can I stop time?
Time is... No! Why are you... Dragons don't exist. Why do you think time machines exist?
Scientists could have invented it already.
Taylor, would you like a nuclear missile launcher, like from Fallout?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Would you like an electric whip, like that one guy from Transformers for 5 seconds?
Nah.
Okay. Well, would you like a dragon?
I'm just gonna take my invisibility cloak and a bunch of tacos and just chill.
I see Taylor is like sitting in like a couch. Like I see Taylor, like she pulls a chair up right into the middle of the street and just sits there under the cloak eating tacos. And like roving death squads are just going around her going, "Do you smell tacos? Yeah, man, I'm hungry. Let's go fucking pillage a damn Taco Bell. Where did these crumbs come from? It's a mystery." And at the end, when the purge is over, she just takes the cloak off and gently tosses her Taco Bell wrappings away. Or gets arrested for littering. That's even funnier.
I'm gonna go better than Taco Bell, though.
Excuse me. Pardon. I didn't realize.
Real tacos.
I didn't realize you were... Excuse me, Taco Bell, if you're listening, we would very much like a sponsorship. She does not speak for all of us. Tacos, Taco Bell tacos are real tacos, and I will eat them every single day if you just send me some. We are for sale, okay? And everything's legal in the purge. And I will not purge those tacos. This episode is brought to you by Taco Bell. Please send me tacos. I'm very hungry.
I had tacos today from Taco Bell.
Everybody rub it in. Well, that's enough stalling for time. I think we're going to move on to our next segment because it looks like Wes is busy. Survival!
Wait.
You know what? I would shit if he was actually eating tacos.
Wait. I didn't get to ask any questions.
Ask your questions. Ask away.
If you had to choose someone to kill in the purge, like you were being forced to, who would you kill?
Who would you kill? That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Taylor, why don't you go first?
I think I need a minute. Think about
this. That's why I told you to go first. So that I could think. Well, let's see here. Obviously, you'd want to probably kill the head of the serpent, as it were, in the government that was responsible for the purge. So probably whoever was president at the time. But I don't want to get. I don't want to be too political on this show. I don't want to get political at all. Blah blah blah. Hashtag fuck Trump. Pussy-ass bitch. Probably, I would probably say Bill Belichick. It's a solid move.
Who's sorry.
That? Sorry, Mr. Bill. It's nothing personal. I'm tired of the Patriots being good every single year for my entire life. And it's time to move on. And I feel like Brady, you know, well, you're old. So, I mean, everyone's on a, what do you call those sand thingies? Oh my gosh, what is that noise? Taylor, are you dying? What? It sounded like somebody was dying. Someone was busting in the door. Probably Jasmine.
I've been sitting here like a good person.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, because I think Tom Brady's number's up. I think he's got like one, maybe two more years. Like, he's already on the decline as of this recording. Wes did not eat tacos.
Well, that's disappointing.
That is very disappointing. Like, the holy trinity of, like, roundabout jokes. But yeah, Bill Belichick, he's super old, but he could probably coach in the NFL for another decade if he wanted to. And quite frankly, as long as he coaches the Patriots, they'll always be good and competitive. And sorry, but you're directly affecting my entertainment. But if I wanted to make the world a better place, I'd kill fucking Trump. Taylor, that was more than a minute.
Yes.
Who are you killing?
It's your turn.
I still haven't thought of anybody good to kill because, yeah. I'm sure there's some evil people out there, so I would choose one of them.
Okay. So, also Trump.
I would have to do some research or something.
Two votes, Trump.
I would get a list of everyone who forced dogs to do dog fights, and then I would murder them.
Okay.
They're shitty people. And I watched a Pixar movie earlier, a short film about that, and it made me sad, so I want to murder them.
So Jasmine's choosing to murder Pixar.
Not Pixar. No.
Well, that's what you just said.
Oh. No.
Can I declare war against all the drug cartels?
Sure. I mean, you
and
got
then, like, you have 12 a whole army of people to go destroy them all.
You have 12 hours.
That'd be fun.
You got 12 hours to get it. Do you want that nuke launcher from Fallout?
Yes.
There you go. Let's see here. I mean, if we really want to be fantastical, I would love to have an infinity gauntlet so I can snap with my fingers and make it. Probably wouldn't be 50% of humanity and stuff gone. I definitely wouldn't touch the animals or plant life or anything like that. I would probably wipe out a solid maybe 65-75%. I'd be bad. I would be good. It would be really tyrannical because it would be the people that I deemed necessary. And with the gauntlet, I would be able to tell who's worthy and not right from the get-go, who meets my standards. And all those people that don't will be atomized into dust. Men, women, children, people that don't identify as man, woman, or child. If you're a bad person, you're out of here. Snap. Oh, God help us all if I was God and I wouldn't. All right, moving on. You got any more? Anybody got any more questions?
What was your mask look? Were you going to wear a mask at all?
I'm wearing a zombie face. I'm offensive to dead people.
Okay.
I made Taylor laugh. That's all I ever wanted to do.
All right, next subject. Moving along.
Survival scenario. Taylor, Jasmine, you two are being pitted against each other in a game of survival. It is the Purge. All actions are legal in the Purge. All items that you said you had earlier are what you currently have. The game is, in fact, turn-based and will go on until the Purge is over or no one is left standing. The winner will get a prize.
Okay. Wait, question.
Question, go.
If we take no action, are we going to be facing consequences? Like, Is someone gonna
you might get murdered. Please keep in mind that there are NPCs such as roving death squads that are ready to murder you.
Why do I have to be pitted against Taylor? Why can't I just magically find her and then also hide in her magic?
Because magic doesn't exist, honey.
He's got an invisible cloak. That's magical.
I don't care. I'm sorry. All right. You're both spawning on opposing sides of, well, not the entire sides of like a small city. Like, you're within walking distance of each other. We'll say a few blocks. And you're spawning in the street. Right. Nope. Don't. Do not. Hang on. Time out. It's coming. This is professional. I could cut all this out, but I'm not going to. It's a pierce behind the veil. Here we go. Here we go.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of Class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
All right, you heard the lady. Taylor, the floor is yours. You're equipped with an invisibility cloak and tacos. What's your first move?
I'm gonna go to one of the nearby houses or office buildings.
Okay.
And set up my invisibility cloak and eat some tacos.
All right, well, you see a office building. It's glass walls, glass doors, all that stuff. And let's see, you do walk over to it. What are you setting up? Are you just setting up, like, because the building's probably locked. Are you going to try and see if it's locked and go in, or are you going to just set up outside?
Just break a window and go in.
That's break fine. A window. Well, let's roll a dice to see if you succeed. A one. You slam into the glass and it just, you bounce off of it. Doesn't work. Jasmine, keep in mind, you've made some noise. Jasmine, you've also spawned somewhat nearby. Perhaps you hear the sound of some glass going boing. What's up? You are covered in trash and you're covered in trash and you have just an obscene amount of weaponry. So much so it may affect your movement speed.
I'm gonna go into the sewer.
All right, Jasmine sees a manhole cover and approaches it. She's got to lift it, though. Let's see if she's strong enough to lift it. Keep in mind, she's carrying a ton of stuff. 10.
Ooh, I'm the luckiest when it comes to rolls, bitch.
No, bitch, because it's a D20. 10 is bad.
10's better than a 1.
10 is middling. So you manage to lift it up some, and you get it kind of halfway off, and you start, you know, it's going to take you probably another turn to push it the rest of the way off so that you can fit your massive bulk through it, by which I mean massive bulk is in your weapons and armor. The Death Squad...
I'm not allowed to have my grenade launcher, so that's not even a thing anymore, so...
You have a grenade launcher. You're just you're
it's
literally...
It's not a grade 4 weapon or below, though.
You have a grenade launcher. It just doesn't have any grenades in it.
What?
Well, yeah, you didn't specify.
Very useful.
So,
would recommend.
A 10. Half. You managed to get the manhole cover about halfway, but it's going to take you another turn to get it all the way off. The death squads have arrived. They've pulled up in military Humvees, and they're pouring out. They're all wearing spooky guy mask times. It's spooky guy mask time. I don't know why I said that. They're all equipped with high-end AR-15s and assault weapons, sidearms, Bowie knives, the works, night vision goggles. They have not yet seen Taylor or Jasmine. However, they did hear the loud clattering of someone, like, you ever seen someone walk around with like a huge thing of keys on their waist? That's what Jasmine sounds like times 10 with all the weapons and trash around her. It's like,
what?
It's like a bunch
you
of
put the trash on me.
It's like the monster from Dark Crystal, the lady
that's got the trash
on her back with all the bots and pans. Taylor, they probably heard the boinging, but they're more interested in the loud clanging of like the manhole cover and Jasmine being loud.
You know, are a big turd because I didn't say I had trash on my body. You said that, and that's not true.
Okay, Trashy McGee. Taylor, you're up. What's your next move?
I'm gonna go into a house with an unlocked door.
All right, Taylor crosses the street to try another house. She reaches for the handle. Let's roll and see if it's unlocked. It's the Purge. Why would it be unlocked? It's a 5. It is, in fact, not unlocked. However, the deadbolt is not set. But you have not been seen either. So I'll just say that. Jasmine, it's your turn. Do you want to continue moving that manhole cover?
I'm going to go hide in next to some trash where I blend in until the police are gone.
Well, they're not police, but okay. So you hide next to the trash successfully, and the death squads, now it's their turn, they go to investigate the manhole cover and see that it's halfway open. They converse amongst themselves for a moment, and they split in half. Half of them decide that perhaps someone went down there to hide, and so they move the manhole cover the rest of the way aside, and they go down in there, thinking someone's down there. The other half continue on. They're passing your trash heap, your smelly, stinking, disgusting, oozing trash heap. Let's see if they notice anything. 2. They notice that it smells horrible, but they don't otherwise know you're there, and they walk right past you. Taylor, you're up.
Okay, so I'm just going to set up my invisibility cloak at the bench on the porch of the house.
Let's see if it works. 19. You successfully throw your cloak over you, but you forgot to turn it on. Good job. Jasmine.
What hour are we in?
Gosh. Well, let's see. I assume it needs power.
It does not, actually.
Fine. You're invisible. God. Let's see. La 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 la. What is it? 7 to 7? Is that when the purge is? So it is 8, 9, 10. It is now 11 o'clock.
Okay, I'm going to continue to hide in my heap until I hear something or other.
Let's roll the dice. It is a 6. That you're correct. This podcast is getting stale because nobody's doing anything. Taylor, it's not your turn. The death squads are continuing to roam. They investigate the window that you attempted to smash open. Notice that no one was successful. They go check the doors, but they're locked, and they notice the house across the street. So now, Taylor, you're up.
I'm just going to sit on the bench in the front, invisible. Yeah.
You going to eat a taco?
No, because they might smell me.
But you have the tacos on you. They already smell like tacos.
I'm gonna wait till they go away.
But you can't control the odor of tacos.
You can. You leave them in their container.
Oh, you didn't specify. I thought you just had like a sack of tacos. You have like Tupperwares filled with tacos.
Yes, that is the preferred way to carry around tacos.
I've never carried tacos.
I just like tacos.
Okay, taco claws. I like it. Taco Taylor, baby. Taco Taylor Tuesday. Okay, yeah, there's nothing to roll there. You just stay put. Jasmine, you're up.
What hour are we in now?
We were in 11 last, so what is it now?
Is it 12?
Sure.
Okay. What, am I know it's boring, but am I not allowed to just stay in my stink pile?
You can choose to stay in your stink pile. Let's roll and see if you can manage to stay in the stink yourself. It is a 16, so you successfully manage your gag reflux. You do not vomit or otherwise cough or sneeze as a result of the putrid stench of dirty diapers and rotting waste upon you. Good job. The death squad goes up to the porch where Taylor's sitting, and they check. They don't see anybody. They do a sweep, but they only see the front door. They notice that it's locked, but it's not, like, super secure. And so they kick the door down easily because it's not deadbolted, and they proceed to enter the premises. Taylor, they have just went by you. You went down unnoticed, unsmelled, unsounded. That's a word. What are you doing next? I'm assuming I think I know.
I was going to wait till they came out and then congratulate them on breaking into the house and offer them some tacos.
Okay. Well, okay, so you're planning to do that. They're still in the house. So you've taken a position near the front of the door with your tacos. Are you decloaked or are you still cloaked?
I'm going to be decloaked.
Okay. Well, you're... All right, don't need to roll for that. Jasmine, you're up. This is gonna be bad.
Do I see her at all, or am I just
this
like...
This is a bad time to do your hair. Are you getting the trash out of your hair?
No.
No, Taylor, neither of you have gone very far, so you have not explored enough to find each other or see each other.
Are the people still in the sewer?
Sure are. I'm glad you asked.
Okay, and no one has suspected me being in the stinky trash.
No, you got away with it.
Are there any other people nearby?
Not that you can see at the moment.
Okay, I'm just going to continue to stay. I'm safe as long as...
All right, we got to roll a check to see if you can stand the stench. 17, you successfully remain in a putrid mess of your own filth. The death squads, Taylor, you can clearly hear them opening fire inside the home, murdering several people, a man, a woman, and their 7 kids, let's just say. The screams permeate the air, and you know these guys are probably bad guys. So clearly they're on their way back out. Some have exited through the rear, but some are coming back through the front. What are you going to do?
I'm going to offer them some tacos.
Damn it to hell. All right, well. Oh, boy. You need a really high roll to survive this. 18. You offer the few that come through the front door to your delicious tacos, and upon smelling them, they concede their wicked ways and join you and... eating delicious tacos as opposed to murdering you. So, good job.
Oh, fuck.
Not how I wanted this to go. Jasmine, you're up.
Time.
We'll say I lost track. It's probably like 4 a.m.
Anybody near me?
No. Not that you know of.
Okay, I am going to...
You are in a pile of trash in an alleyway, like, surrounded by dumpsters. Not talking is the great part of a podcast.
Thinking! If this was a real-life scenario, I would still be hiding, so I'm just going to continue to hide until it's over.
Way to play the game! God damn it, you got an 18. You managed to not... Ralph. The death squad,
really,
the manhole cover, having thoroughly searched it, they did find April O'Neil being sexually assaulted by the Ninja Turtles. They did stab all the Ninja Turtles in the back of the head and then they also stabbed April O'Neil, so they're all dead. But they do come out of the manhole cover, and they follow suit. They go to follow where their comrades had went, and they pass Jasmine. Let's see if they notice anything. Ooh, 19. Oh, one of them notices out of the corner of his eye something amiss about this trash pile, and he walks up to it. Something is very suspicious, and he is on high, high alert, okay? And he alerts the others with him to this suspicious trash pile. Taylor, it is your go. You're eating tacos with a bunch of murderers at the moment.
I am going to recommend or ask that we get the rest of their comrades and go find a taco place to plunder, since we do not have enough tacos on hand for the rest of the crew.
Oh my God. 18, you are successful. The guys you're eating tacos with agree. They radio all their comrades to join them at a rendezvous point to invade a taco place.
You just saved my life!
Jasmine, and you essentially inadvertently saved her life. Jasmine, it's your turn, and it's 6 a.m.
I'm going to stay! Taylor saved my life. I'm staying.
15, you still haven't puked. Maybe you've gagged a little bit, but since there's no one around you that you know of, it doesn't quite matter. Taylor, you join with a whole band of murderous government-sanctioned killers outside of a taco restaurant.
Okay,
so
I'm just
going
to eat some more tacos, I guess.
All right. 12. They successfully busted the door down, and it was a little more difficult than normal, but they are outfitted with high-tech gear. They get through the doors, and the tacos are yours, I do believe. Let's see. Let's roll to see if you get diarrhea the next morning. 5. You do not. Good job. Jasmine, you're up.
What time is it?
It's almost 7. You're just like right real close to 7. This is the last turn.
Okay, I'm gonna push my luck and still hope for a high roll and pray that the last 10 minutes.
Heart of the cards, 13. So you managed to gag a little bit more, if there was no one around you, you'd probably get away with that. But since this is the second time that you've managed to gag, the person in the dumpster next to you hears you and gets out. And it's me, dressed like a zombie, and I have a rat launcher, and I'm aiming it at you. Let's see if I succeed in shooting you.
Wait, what time is it?
It's 6:59 a.m., and it's a 14. I succeed. The cheese has successfully lured a rat into my rat launcher, and I've shot a rat directly into your face.
What? I'm covered in trash. Get hit me in the
face. It's 11. So the final roll was 11. It does not kill you. You just basically had a big rat shot in your face for no reason. 7 a.m. has the alarms blare, and congratulations. Taylor's made friends with a band of killers. Jasmine smells like shit. And I got to shoot a rat at her, so everybody lived.
Yay! Who would have thought you were,
Oh, no. I was going to get you. I was just waiting for a bad roll for you to make a noise so I could get you.
Well, what happened to you playing dead? You were like, I'm just going to play dead.
That's right. And I played dead. I took all my turns, and I played dead the whole time. And I wasn't covered in trash, so I didn't have to worry about coughing or anything like that. Me and my trusty rat launcher were just lying in wait. It didn't quite work out how I planned. I planned to kill you both.
Mm. Well, I told you I was good at getting
you
good
both lived, so that means I have to give you both a prize. Congratulations. The prize is that you get to continue to both be my co-hosts forever for as long as I do podcasts.
Yeah.
What a prize, baby. Wes did not participate, so he's hereby excommunicated from the Let's Die community. If you see him, pile some weights onto that cross as he bears it down the street. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Let's Die and His Versus Hers Guide to the Apocalypse, the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Leave us a rating and review. Don't forget to check out our other show. What is it, Jasmine?
Dark Rye.
No, not Dark Rye. Why? Every single time. It's called Pokemon. Nothing Holds Barred podcast, where we talk about Pokemon and hurt the ones we love. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Taylor, is there a third one? Crazy Kwanzaa, y'all.
It's Robot Kwanzaa.
Feliz Navidad. I forgot to say it at the top of the show. Merry damn Christmas. See you all next week. Hope you all enjoyed the break of 2 weeks of us not saying anything. I know I did. That's all I wanted for Christmas. Taylor, you got remarks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, this show is brought to you by hashtag Team Cyanide, Let's Die, the His Versus Hers Guide to the Apocalypse, the podcast, and Pokemon After Dark Rye. Check out our family of merchandise over at tpublic.com/user/Team Cyanide. Check out the all-new Happy Birthday Pod Dog shirt to celebrate our one-year anniversary, the Season 3 logo for Let's Die, and keep checking back for our back catalog of merchandise to show up in the future. Also, check out the all-new Grackle a Tackle shirt. You can get stickers, mugs, bags, and more. So check that stuff out, and thank you very much. Bye!
Christmas, ties in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.